chatting to Milan and Tina. They were on The Amazing Race Australia. They are childhood friends and they were eliminated last night. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
I'm so sorry you were eliminated. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, we're devastated.
Are you really?
We left too early, left too soon now, but we're happy. It was a good experience.
What do you guys think the biggest challenge? Because I know that you guys have travelled like overseas together before because you've known each other for such a long time. But do you feel like you know each other a little bit better now?
Definitely. I think 100%. Yeah. But that was probably because of the 2-week quarantine beforehand.
Oh, you were quarantined together.
True. What did you do during quarantine?
Yeah. So that definitely brought us closer. But I think it was quite challenging, but also I think the good thing of being good friends and having been together for so long, it was kind of, we found it more fun than stressful, unless Milan.
Yeah, I agree. I hate Tina now.
So what did you guys get up to in quarantine? Because you had to stay in the same room together for 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in the same room. What did we do?
We watched Netflix.
Lots of Netflix, yeah.
So, you know, like a lot of couples and people that were on the show, couples that were on the show that were friends as well, were kind of pushed to their limits. You guys did quarantine for 2 weeks, then you did the show, and your friendship wasn't stressed at all?
Not at all.
Wow.
Yeah, if anything, we got closer. It just proved how close we were, so that was good.
Is there one thing that you would tell yourself, if you were to go back and do it again, is there one thing that you would tell yourself and do differently?
Oh, my God, there's a million and one things that I could tell myself to do differently. But I don't know. I think it's just, the endurance, I think, sort of taking one leg at a time and looking at the long game. I think we were just having a really good time and trying to make it.
We forgot we're in a race. We're just having a good time the whole time.
Yeah, but, which is good because then we have really good memory, really good experience from that. You know, we didn't allow ourselves to get too stressed.
That's how we never begin.
Where was your favourite destination that you went to on the show thus far?
Palm Island, for sure.
Palm Island? Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I'd never even heard of it before. So to go there and, like, when we were flying in and you could just see it from the sky, like, just Australia is absolutely magnificent. Such a beautiful country.
I want to go behind the scenes for a little second. Do you actually get to spend much time with the other couples and did you get to know them very much?
No. We weren't allowed to actually talk because all the relationship has to develop on screen.
Yeah.
But we did do a few sneak-ins and did become quite close to quite some teams.
I had no idea. So you really can't communicate with each other at all?
No.
We didn't communicate until the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were in 2 weeks quarantine just eyeing each other at breakfast.
Finding each other up.
Yeah, but no communication. So
were there any couples that from the onset you didn't like?
No.
You guys are too nice.
No, I don't think there's anyone we didn't like. I think there were some people who were like, definitely this is competition and we really want to, show our strong side. But we liked everyone. We all got along.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what's next for you guys now?
Well, we're keen to travel Australia. I think we're inspired.
There's just so much to see. Unfortunately, we left too soon. So now we're definitely going to go out there and explore more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Milan and Tina, the childhood friends, eliminated last night in The Amazing Race Australia. You can catch The Amazing Race Australia 7:30 tonight on Win. Girls, best of luck with your travels and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.